This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A top United Nations court has opened hearings into the legality of Israel's occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The session before the International Court of Justice comes following a request by the UN General Assembly. The Assembly asked the court for a non-binding advisory opinion into Israel's policies in the occupied territories. Palestinian Foreign Affairs Minister Riyad al-Maliki opened the presentation by Palestinian representatives.
Acquisition of territory by force, persecution, racial discrimination and apartheid against the people, denial of self-determination, are all grave violations of the most fundamental norms of international law. There is a legal and moral obligation to bring them to a prompt end.
The session will last 6 days and judges will likely take months to issue an opinion. I'm Karen Chamas.
All European Union countries except Hungary warned Israel on Monday against launching an offensive in Rafah they said would deepen the catastrophe of some 1.5 million refugees crammed into the city on the southern edge of Gaza. Meanwhile, Yemen's Houthi militants said on Monday they had attacked a cargo vessel in the Gulf of Aden, which was at risk of sinking, raising the stakes in their campaign to disrupt global shipping in solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza war. The Iran-aligned Houthis, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, have been behind drone and missile strikes since November in the Red Sea and Bab el-Mandab Strait. U.S. and British forces have responded with multiple strikes on Houthi facilities, but have so far failed to halt the attack.